Blog Talk Radio.
Real dope dealers for real.
Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Hey, move that dope. Hey, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Hey, move that dope. Hey, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Hey, move that dope. Hey, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Hey, move that dope. Hey, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Whippin' the yam, whippin' the flippin' the yam, turnin' her brick to a lamb, re-rockin' the dope, soon as it get out the rope, keepin' the sound like a me, go to my link, smokin' the sink, choppin' that work like karate, servin' a new Maserati, in a brand new Maserati, that's a whole lot of new money, stashin' and hiding from 12, movin' the squares and them bills, servin' the raw as a yell. Beating that China like who's the kid, hey? Whipping it, whipping that pitcher for a cat. Drinking no syrup, I'm rolling them hay. Made myself a bouncer, bouncing the plug. Either way you put it, nigga, I'm good. Triple salute, nigga, straight out the hood. Back of soda, water, splash, and scale. Fuck with my right and my pot and my left. Leaning all the way over to the side. I whip me a 4-way to a 9. The dirty, the money is homicide. And my recipe can't be televised.
Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Ain't move that dope, ain't move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope.
Now nothing's big as my ego.
If you got two hoes, you need to let one go. Two Lambos, you need to let one go. On these drones, while y'all smoke drones, never eye in the sky. I'm trying to let y'all know. Ain't no standards, I'm a step one, though. Big ass bag, but no man stand, though. On that war, we need to let that go. That boy in business, I'ma get that hoe.
Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Hey, move that dope. Hey, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga, move that dope. Hey, move that dope. Hey, move that dope.
You missed the Move That Dope song. That song is dope.
Oh.
She's really excited.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
I know. God in heaven. What's wrong with you? You hungover? You dead? You sick?
No, I'm not sick. I'm just partied up or
she's
out.
She's probably just tired. Yeah, I was going to say, probably just
Me
tired
too.
Of bringing her 700 Mother's Day card.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
I mean,
like
it probably took at least 3 days just for all of them to go through the line of giving her the cards.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like the Rose Bowl parade you know, with the fancy floats, and, you know, you got the, that's how it is. They just put me on the back of a car, and then they just sail me down the street, and I wave.
So do they like, close off, like, a good, like, 4 or 5 city blocks for the procession of your children to wish you a happy Mother's Day?
Yes. It's like biblical.
What were we joking on at the last show that we got cut off of? The cop? Oh, your brother, Mick. Your brother shooting a deer.
Oh, shooting a deer, yeah.
I wasn't privy to that.
Putting a gun next to the deer.
Right, framing it, making it look like the deer, like, deserved, quote unquote, to get killed.
You guys all saw he had a gun.
he was going to shoot at me first. I had to protect myself.
At what point, okay, obviously I'm too high for this conversation because I'm actually, like, envisioning a standoff and a setup with deer parts. And wondering.
Well, we were joking because he said the only thing his brother ever had to shoot at, because his brother's a cop up here in New York, was a deer that had been hit by a car. So he'd have to, like, go and then put a bullet through the deer's head because it was suffering.
Right.
You know, just end the deer's life out of mercy.
Yeah, not like a punishment for hitting the car. Damn you, deer.
So we're saying, you know, since he's a cop, did they, like, plant a gun next to the deer and say, like, maybe he had one of...
Frame the deer.
Yeah, like, maybe one of the other cops, like, beat him up a little bit to say that there was a scuffle.
He was resisting arrest.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I was totally in danger. The deer had me pinned down. He was going to shoot me.
You know,
it'd be totally plausible.
They put like a flat brim New York Yankees cap on him backwards and some Nikes on the deer's feet.
Puerto Rican flag in the back pocket.
Right. Like, tanks the deer.
I don't have nothing in my pockets. Why you gotta take my pockets?
So we got a couple of things. Crispy. I hope you're not too high to engage in this discussion because this is, I'm, as Louis and I were talking about this earlier, and it's not important in the world in any way, shape, or form, and I really don't care about, however, how do you pronounce her name? Solange? Solange?
It's Solange.
Oh, Solange.
Solange.
Yeah. I was going to say, I was wondering if this was going to be Christy's next explanation.
I can't
Solange,
black Solange every...
Is that how you pronounce it?
Solange.
No, you don't have
think
to
black. Of like Solange.
We don't need... Yeah, okay. Okay, so long. Solange chair. So that's her name.
Yeah,
Solange
like
chair.
Solange.
Solange chair.
Solange.
Solange cannolis got into a fight with Jay-Z
in
an elevator. Now here's the thing. Yeah, so I don't really care. I mean, I like Jay-Z's music, but I couldn't give less of a shit about them as people. However, if you watch the video, the whole dynamic in that elevator was really strange. It was very strange. First off, I want to know whose bodyguard that guy was, because if he was Jay-Z's, he did a shit ass job of being Jay-Z's bodyguard. Like a
It was Jay-Z's bodyguard, and you can see he was pressing the buttons to stop, you know, the progress of the elevator to give them time to collect themselves. He was pressing random buttons, too.
Mm. Yeah, but, like, yeah. I mean, there was a couple of times where he just, like, let Solange chair go, and he, like, went right back after Jay-Z and, like, kicked him in the balls and hit him in the – like, there was no protection for Jay-Z whatsoever from that body.
Yeah, which is a little, like, worrisome, especially given the person attacking him. Like, this wasn't some, like, rough-and-tumble dude. Like, this was a woman, and, like, he still couldn't defend him from
Yeah, this is some little bitch in the midst of a nigger moment.
Right.
You know, like, this was not.
Exactly.
This was not.
Just like.
And he still couldn't. But, like, this was not. This was not like Suge Knight coming after Jay-Z. Which is a different story altogether. Suge Knight is like the Marvel villain, the Rhino. Like, the once he starts, she's like the Juggernaut. Once he starts moving, there's no stopping him.
Right.
Right. Forward momentum. Yeah, she definitely flipped the table. The table in that moment. Like, something clicked where she was.
She was Colonel Stinkmeaner at that point. That was a Colonel Stinkmeaner moment.
That was to hell. Like he didn't give a fuck. She was a honey badger in that moment. She did not care.
Are you with us here, or are you just masturbating? What's going on?
No.
I think they should sue the hotel. How did that get out?
Yes, they should sue the hotel because
money's
of breach of privacy. But I don't care about that. I don't care.
Well, they
whatsoever.
Should host through the hotel. That's bullshit, please.
No, why?
I mean,
it's that security footage was sold. Yeah, that was surveillance footage.
So they're
going to
make money off of acting a fool, please. That's ridiculous. That's absurd.
Don't. They should sue. Seriously. I would.
No way.
I would.
But
why
see,
do you,
I don't well, care if they sue or not because we benefited off. I'm glad I got to see that video. It's the most interesting thing that's happened to me all year is that video.
How come nobody? How about nobody's talking about Beyonce?
Well,
Beyonce
that's Louie and I were talking about Beyonce. We were talking about her because she was not on Solange's side, but she also wasn't exactly preventing her from hitting Jay-Z either. She was kind of almost like Switzerland.
Right. She did say, get up off my dress, though. She did do that. Like, you're standing
really?
On my dress. Yeah. Moved out the way kind of thing. But she did nothing to intervene. And that was probably the best
thing
she
could have
she
did. Got between them. Towards the end, she did step in front of her husband to kind of stop the hitting. But whatever it was that happened now, so Louie and I have our own speculations as to what caused this. So I want to hear Mick and Christy, I want to hear what you guys have to say before Lou
well,
and
I
speak
I can tell
on
you what I read, and who's to say how much of that is true, but there are stories out there as far as what the whole issue was.
Go in.
I'm listening.
Well, the one thing I read was that her and her salon chair and her friends were trying to get in some club, some after party, and they were kind of dropping Jay-Z's name, and they weren't allowed in the club, and they were pissed off at Jay-Z because Jay-Z should have had the pull to get them in the club.
They weren't dressed appropriately.
Right.
They weren't dressed appropriately, for one. For two, Jay-Z told Solange multiple times, don't have your friends come name-dropping me. You know
exactly.
what I'm saying?
That's the kind of thing. Like, I would have been pissed if I was him, too. Like, just because he is who he is doesn't mean that he can abuse his name and try to get all...
Listen, you can name-drop me anytime you want, guys. All right?
Why didn't they name-drop her? Her name don't carry weight. Apparently, you know, she's always like, I want to be separate. You know, I'm my own entertainer.
Well, that's what I was going to say. She's gone on record as saying, don't associate, I'm not my sister. Don't associate me with my sister. Don't associate me with my brother-in-law. I'm not them. I'm my own person.
Right.
First off, bitch, you need to be associated with them because you suck and you look like fucking Orlando Jones in drag, all right?
Second part of the caveat to that was also, you know, he did try with, you know, and had to drop her from the label and stuff because I guess she wasn't worth promoting or producing, and she was, like, back and forth over that and how Jay-Z's kind of a womanizer.
She ain't shit.
Jay-Z's kind of a womanizer, ain't home, and he's like, well, what about you? You hardly home, too, and you got kids, too. So I think he must have said something about the kids. My theory is they went there, and it went there throughout the whole time they was in the hallway. She was in the hallway snapping, and they was in the snapping, and they got to the elevator.
It was obvious that that was a continuation of some previous engagement.
And then, you know, they got in the elevator, and he said, what about your kids? She said, motherfucker, that's what I think happened.
I mean, at least it was
and
better than the way
Colonel
Ralph
Stink Meaner came out.
Yeah, I think the kid button would push the Stink Meaner. You know what I mean?
Yeah, probably.
More so than the name dropping thing.
Right. Here's the thing, though. She said that, and then Beyonce had also said in interviews when asked about, you know, are you going to record with your sister? Beyonce said she doesn't want to do that. She's her own person. So so Orlando Jones Knowles or whatever her fucking name is making it clear. So long. So I think we should just call it So Long because that bitch needs to go.
So long.
It should be irrelevant.
So long. Yeah. So long, cannolis. You're done.
Does she have any more sisters?
Yeah, she does. I mean, they got a family. They got a family. Dad, mom, sisters, all that.
But, like, this, see, what I think, though, is that this bitch thinks that she thinks that she deserves the fame that Beyonce has. I believe that just from reading interviews of her and seeing her attitude and how she's trying to be this, like, fashion person or whatever. She doesn't have the looks or the chops to be Beyonce. She just doesn't. She doesn't have it. It's not there.
And most people don't.
Now, my theory. Theory is for why the fight happened? I have a theory.
Okay.
Yeah.
What I think happened is that Jay-Z was busting his load on Beyonce and Salong Chair's faces at the same time, and more nut got on Beyonce's face. And since Solange had been in the shadows of Beyonce
see,
for a
I
long
thought
time,
you were
like,
say
why don't I
get
as much
so
Jay-Z nut as my sister?
See, I thought
why
you were
Beyonce
say that
get
he was
more nut?
To get her to
what?
I don't buy it. Sorry.
No, I do. It's the only one that makes sense to me. It's the only one that makes sense.
It's the only logical explanation. It's
the only
rational,
scenario.
Logical explanation for the behavior.
I don't get it. It doesn't. Nope. Try again. As far as
so
it,
you
it
don't
was,
think,
it was
you
fun.
Don't think so? So Jay-Z was arcing ropes of jizz into the air, and more, and they Beyonce and Salon Chair were both like fucking fish jumping out of the water trying to like grab the arcing ropes of jizz out of the air and more and Beyonce got more of it and Solange was pissed off because she's like you always get more everybody
no.
always gives you more attention daddy loves you more now you got more Jay-Z sperm
no I say I can sum it up in one word Illuminati.
Nice.
Dropping the mic.
I don't know. I
yeah,
still think he's trying to get her.
Yeah.
I still think
well,
he's trying
well,
to get
Christy
her.
Just proved that, after all, she is the blackest person on the show because she made absolutely no sense with a reference to the Illuminati. Oh. So you're definitely black.
Why have black people hung up on Illuminati? I don't understand.
I don't know
because
why that is. Why?
It's the New World Order. All that Illuminati. They're out to get you, them.
See, if black people were just to say it's a white conspiracy, like, I would say, yes, you're right, because it's true.
Yeah.
Everything
oh, yeah.
is a white
yeah.
conspiracy. Like, 100%. But then you throw Illuminati into it. It's like, no, there's no name for it. There's no secret. They don't meet in secret. They meet in public and do this shit.
You're Illuminati as hell. I'm starting to question you right now.
I'm sorry, question. If I'm Illuminati.
Yeah. So Louis, what was? Didn't you have a theory as to why that happened?
The Illuminati.
Something with Rihanna, right? Didn't you say that something to do with Rihanna?
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah, I was assuming he was banging all three of them.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
She was.
So you sent
she
to
got
bed?
A. She got a cold shoulder, so. She got to look this up. But again, it doesn't hold as much weight as the jizz on his face theory.
Yeah. I sorry, Christy. I'm sticking to the arcing ropes of Jay-Z jizz.
Yeah.
So that's my theory.
No, he didn't assault her and flipped the switch. Yeah.
Flipped the kid switch. You think it was a kid? How many kids does Solange Knowles have? I didn't even know she had kids.
She did.
I think she had kids before Beyonce did, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. I think she got two or three. I don't think she got like a. I don't think she got like a Peter-sized clan, but I think she got. Like
what? Okay. I have three kids, you guys.
Everybody in the show knows you have three kids. We've all seen pictures of your three little Zach De La Rocas. It's a running joke
that
you have 100,000 kids.
We saved that video to our desktop.
Yes.
You saved it.
Mickey has masturbated many times to that video. It's real smart putting it on the fucking internet, Christy. Real smart.
Whatever.
Inviting that stuff.
Real funny.
That's
so,
their only internet presence, anyway. They don't have an online presence. What? I'm done. Okay.
So we another topic, semi-related to each other, not to the Jay-Z thing, is I got into a discussion.
No.
Some guy listed Creed in a Tool fan group.
Just
as one of his top 10 bands in a list.
Was
really?
Was it summarily attacked?
No. I told him he should kill himself. I told him that he's probably an autist. He's definitely on the autistic spectrum if he's going to compare those two bands in any way. lots of good stuff like that, and then I got into a discussion with a friend of mine who's generally pretty progressive, but is still like a Jesus freak, and she posted a picture that had like the sports management telling Tim Tebow to stop talking about his religion, and then it had Jason Collins saying I'm gay, and the same sports management was patting him on the back saying, you know, congratulations, we're glad to hear it, type of shit. And it was like, why is it so wrong to talk about being Christian, but you can say you're gay?
Okay.
Because being Christian is gay, so more so than being gay.
Stupid gay. It's the gayest
thing. The gayest thing you can do.
Oh, man.
That solved it right there. That explained it all in a nutshell right there.
But, I mean, like, how can you compare that? Religion is a choice. It's a fuck.
Okay.
In this country, at least, it's a choice.
It is. Straight up.
Yeah.
It's
I
a choice,
and that.
It's not a landmark for somebody to declare themselves as a Christian in fucking sports, because like 90% of people in sports are already thanking God and Jesus every time they fucking win something. That's not
groundbreaking.
It's not a great thing. Right. And Christians aren't being persecuted for talking about Jesus.
Not at all.
And Jason Collins isn't trying to convert people to gayism.
Right.
Is that a thing?
I don't know, is it?
On this show it is.
On this show it definitely is, yes. Ask lesbianism all the way.
And you guys are so queer for each other, so.
Yes, that reminds me. We didn't talk about Michael Sam on Sunday.
We didn't.
No,
why
we
didn't
get to.
Yeah.
Blood
why
sample?
Not?
We didn't get to.
So are you offended by his kiss?
First of all, I don't get offended by that sort of thing. That doesn't bother me at all. I really don't care. Although I did make the joke that after seeing him and his boyfriend, I was like, well, Michael Sam isn't that gay. His boyfriend is queer.
I mean, they're talking about how, like, we're, you know, this is putting on its head the idea of masculinity and being gay and blah, 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 and inspiration this and, you know, Christian right that, you know. So I just wanted to know what your perspective was.
Yeah, as far as that goes, I don't care. Listen, as long as they're not, like, you know.
Who cares?
Right. as long as it was like a nice, like genuine, like show of emotion and not like some like over the top display, then I don't care what they do.
Yeah, but even if it wasn't over the, I mean, please, who cares? Even if it was, you know what? Sports would be more interesting to me if people were butt-fucking each other on the field, okay? I would watch sports. If, like, if penalties assessed in football where someone has to get ass-fucked, I would watch the shit out of that.
With your pants.
Then they would be worth a million.
I'm not even titillated by male-on-male action, but that's still much more interesting than what happened. And it's more honest. Let's be honest. It's more honest.
Mike would be falling out.
The problem would be then you'd see people intentionally throwing games, and you'd find out how many gay people there really were.
Right? Oh, look, I got tackled.
Uh-oh.
Way back here. Uh-oh.
Let's play football, guys.
Oopsie. Unnecessary roughness.
Uh-oh, I just committed a safety. Hi, hockey.
Oh, that's terrible. Funny, though.
Yeah.
You'd watch it.
Seriously, if every penalty was a Pulp Fiction, like, ass fuck, like, with, like, grunting...
Oh.
Like that fucking Zed grunting. Just like silence and one guy grunt. That would be so fucking funny. That would be beautiful.
That would be funny.
That's horrible. Oh my god.
You're advocating ass violence, by the way.
I am always advocating ass violence. Always.
But see, one thing I will say about the Michael Sam thing, and it speaks to the hypocrisy that we know, especially sports, is there was a guy on the Dolphins who like tweeted like I don't know exactly what he tweeted, but he was like, oh, that was horrible when he saw Michael Sam waiver. And the team suspended him, you know, for derogatory.
Really? Really? Can't people just be like, shut up, you're a dick?
But here's the
thing.
Like,
can't they just turn around and be like, shut up, you're a dick? Do they have to suspend him for speaking?
Well,
yes,
well,
he's wrong.
Here's my issue. Is it so, during a game, on almost every play, somebody is going to call him a fag? And they're not going to get suspended for it. They're not going to get fined for it. They're not going to get anything. They're going to say, oh, it's part of the game, blah, blah, blah. You got to deal with it. You got to have a thick skin. So why is that so much more acceptable than saying something in an interview or on Twitter? Like, why is it, like, okay?
Yeah, I mean,
like, in the most, moment?
Here's what's going to happen. Somebody's going to throw the ball to him, and he's going to drop it, and they're going to, and the quarterback's going to be like, listen, I threw the ball to him, and I threw the ball to the fag, and he dropped it because he's got fucking KY all over his hands. That's what's going to be said. And he's not going to get suspended for that unless he was recorded saying it.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you know that stuff, like, during the game itself, there's going to be somebody who, like, knocks him down and be like, yeah, fag, it was. Or something, you know, something along those lines. And
yeah, they're going to knock him down and they're going to grind their crotch into his butt while they're on top of him. They're going to be like, yeah, fag, how do you like that? Fag, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you feel like dick in your butt, don't you, fag? Yeah. Hey, let me get some other guy to grind his cock into my butt while I'm doing this, fag.
And that,
where's this? Where's
and
this?
That will be, and that will be perfectly acceptable for some reason.
What
I know, I hope it is. I can't wait to see that kind of shit.
You just wait for the horriblest things, like ass lesbianism, zombies... like Thunderdome.
I'm telling you, I say lesbianism is the heart of the Jay-Z launch fight.
No.
He was probably trying to get it together with the two sisters. Like, yeah, what's up with my lesbianism?
He's probably like, listen, Beyonce, I need you to eat Solange's butt because I don't want to look at her Orlando Jones face eating your butt. So you got to eat her.
Totally how it went down.
Why
are you talking about Orlando Jones?
Oh no! You guys are advocating.
He was like, yo, Bay, I want you to get drunk in love on your sister's butthole.
It's the Church of Bay. Don't you forget
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's her nickname, Bay. Bay.
It's the Church of Bay.
That's right.
Did you ever hear about that? Bitches
nobody
worship.
Cares about your black stuff.
Wow.
What?
That was...
Oh. Nobody cares about it. Nobody cares about it.
The church. What is the church of? Isn't that like some gay Beyonce fan club or some shit?
Yeah, some uber excited fan club. Apparently, some girl killed herself over it. Which I'm for. Go ahead, take yourself out.
Yeah.
No, I'm happy, but that's perfectly fine. I think we can all agree that if you're so crazy for Beyonce that you kill yourself, then we're all. I support that 100%. 100%.
The self-sacrifice to the Church of Bay.
That's the
thank you. No, it's really, really one less psychotic bitch on the planet. That's all that. That's all I care about.
That
bitch
is just going to cause somebody grief in the future. Some poor dude.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, where were you all night? What do you smell like a hooker? You know what I mean? Like.
Why do you have child ass blood on your crotch? Like, what's that all about?
Oh, Jesus.
Explain that. Can't black-explain that.
So in related to this whole religion thing, I managed to do some research because that song Arms Wide Open by Creed is probably my favorite song to make fun of because it there's just so many things you can do with it. Like, I wrote, like, a whole... One day I'm going to get somebody to actually, like, have some musical accompaniment, and I'm going to sing my version of Arms Wide Open. It's called With Ass Wide Open, and it's very obvious. It's a very obvious joke. It's just Scott Stapp singing about how much cock he loves.
I would not expect anything less from you. If it was something like, you know, with mouth wide open, then I would like be boo. You know, I know.
That wouldn't be far enough removed.
Yeah, it'd just be like, that is totally not Mike. It's
right.
Got to be ass or nothing at all.
Right, right.
Oh, man.
Fuck Creed, man. He scares me. He reminds me of Waffle House.
Here's the thing. When doing an image search for Scott Stapp, it also came up with pictures of Kid Rock.
No.
Kid Rock. Is I'm telling you that I have a very strong stomach when it comes to seeing horrible shit, and I've seen two girls pooing into an ice cream cone and eating it and then throwing it up into each other's mouth. I've seen a dude being fucked to death by a horse.
I did.
I've seen this stuff. Yes, fucked to death by a horse. They don't show him die on camera, but he does die.
He does die. I've seen this stuff too, but you know, me and Mike have never coordinated. Like, you want to watch this? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he died. Tickle, yeah. He fucked the horse to his death.
He did.
Yeah, the horse shoved his dick too far and hard and fast up the guy's ass and tore him up inside, and he died. Died shortly afterwards, as a matter of fact. Can we move on from that? That's not really the point. Is it okay?
It's not as funny as it sounds. It's not as funny as it sounds. Okay?
It's not as funny as it sounds at all. It's horrible. Anyway, I haven't seen the video, but there's a video called One Guy, One Jar, and he shoves a jar up his ass and it breaks and tears him up on camera.
What?
Blood everywhere. Yeah. I haven't watched this. I know of its existence. I just don't have the stomach to watch it. However, nothing has nauseated me instantly like the sight of Kid Rock's face. I'm not joking. I was actually nauseated by looking at Kid Rock's fucking face. He is a walking gas station bathroom. Okay? He is a human STD. He's the type of person that even, like, nobody has ever deep cleaned that guy.
How's he a millionaire? It looks like shit.
And pubic dust. He looks scared. Fancy clean and pubic dust.
He looks like a herpes breakout.
Oh. A reoccurrence? Like, this is not
yes.
the first time
he looks like a syphilis blossom. He is a grimy, grimy looking motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like,
I think you might be going bald.
Hair like that. Guys who have hair that greasy shouldn't grow it long. Like, it's like thin and greasy at the same time. He's gross to look at.
Thin hair. It's like the grossest type of hair you can have.
Joe Dirt hair.
And he was actually in Joe Dirt.
Kid Rock looks like a smell. He looks like a smell.
Oh, I think you said he looks like I smell.
Tires and dick.
Kid Rock looks like inner city bus smell.
He looks scrabbit ass ape.
I can attest to that.
He is a scrabbit ass ape. I don't know why they. How did Kid Rock become famous? How did anybody say, you know what? Okay, the music isn't too bad. Like, let's. Which I don't agree with because I think his music is. Like, I don't know how a guy from Detroit decided to start making country music. I don't get it.
Country rap music.
Have you been to Detroit?
Country rap rock music.
Have you been to
yes,
Detroit?
Yes, I have been to Detroit very briefly, and there were very few white people there. So unless unless the black people are listening to country.
Nick, didn't you go to Detroit as well?
Yeah, I was only there for about 10 hours, though, so I can't really speak too much.
That's
to
about
the
how long I was there, actually. Was it a stop on your Greyhound?
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Oh, because that's why I was there. It was a stop on my Greyhound. I was there for about 10 hours.
Okay.
I'm about
Detroit.
The only Detroit story I can tell is that I wanted to go to a casino, and I started walking to where I was told the casino was. And got about halfway there, and I was like, if I keep going in this direction, I'm not going to make it to the casino. So I turned around and walked back. Because I'm like, I'm going to get murdered if I keep walking this way.
Should have got hairy, huh?
You should have walked
yeah.
You should have walked into the insane clown posse suburbs.
I should have.
Go to 8 Mile.
Because you would have been tougher than all of them put together.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, Detroit's a scary place from the little that I saw of it.
No, it's just empty. There's nothing there. It's like desolate. It's like a hobo haven. It's like there's nothing anymore.
Yeah.
And then the rest of rest of Michigan is like redneck as fuck. So, there you go.
I guess, but I mean, Kid Rock is allegedly from Detroit, and you know, there's a lot of rappers that come out of Detroit. But not a lot of country musicians that come out of Detroit.
Didn't
yeah.
Kid Rock sell cars or some bullshit?
But,
sure
okay,
I
so somebody said, oh, hey, you know, like, this music isn't too bad, which we all know the music business has no taste. So they were like, okay, we're going to greenlight this. What does the artist look like? And somebody showed them a picture of Kid Rock, and they still went through with it. That's what I don't understand.
Right.
They liked his
You could make the argument for someone greenlighting the music, even if you don't agree with it, but nobody can argue with greenlighting his personal
they liked his
personal
cat,
style.
His little person.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was the midget that like put him over the top.
Yeah, he had a midget, right?
Yeah.
I forgot about that. He used to have a midget.
Maybe that's what it was. It was like a novelty sort of thing.
What
like, oh,
that dude died, right? Like that dude
yeah.
died
yeah,
of,
he died.
Near Kid Rock, right?
Right. No, he died of complications of being a little person.
I thought it was like radiation from Kid Rock's grease that killed him.
He died of embarrassment. No, I think he actually had a
physical ailment. Too much.
He was like, if it's not bad enough, I'm a midget. I'm Kid Rock's midget. Like, there's
right.
no way
oh, wow.
I can ever live this down.
Kid Rock's midget.
Hey, Kid Rock's midget got more pussy
you know
than
what?
I ever got.
I'm
going to
post that on my Facebook status. It's whatever happened to Kid Rock's midget?
He died.
He died. That's
he's dead. He ain't living no more.
Right.
What the fuck?
He's fine.
He's fine. He's dead.
Yeah.
He was the dog. Like, he's fine. Just let him run it out. He's
right.
Okay.
Walk it off. Walk it off, Kid Rock's midget. Walk that shit off.
Oh, I feel like I'm going to hell pain. Oh.
Yeah, no, this is a great show today. We got a lot of great things said on the show. This show, this particular show, is going to be evidence against me if anyone ever tries to sue me for racism or sexual harassment.
Right.
And then.
Kid Rock's really look like a little boy, though. Holy shit. He was
what?
In, His midget looked like a little boy, actually. Like, not only was he a midget, he looked like a child.
He was very young.
Did you actually Google Kid Rock's midget to find him?
Yeah,
yeah
Kid Rock's
he did.
Midget.
He did. You didn't
That's
know he
awesome.
Was a very youthful-looking chap?
No,
the whole
I didn't
time.
Know he was.
He had a small voice, too. He had a
did
little
he?
Baby voice.
Yeah, I like when he would rap. That was really my highlight of Kid Rock album.
Sound like a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
That's okay. You know. We've had little 12-year-olds rapping. Bow Wow.
Okay. Please
Bow
don't
wow.
remind me of that. He's not a rapper. He's an actor. Don't even say he's a rapper. Black people don't think he's
Bow
a rapper.
Bow Wow.
Well, Crisscross.
Crisscross, they were dope.
They was dope? Is that what he said?
Now, I think it's only Cross now. I think it, or is it just Chris?
Yeah, one
no,
of them died too.
Just Cross.
Yeah.
He's totally crossed out. Remember that joke we had when
here's,
he died?
Here's what I
yeah.
think, okay? Here's what I think, guys. I think that the remaining member of Chris Cross should hook up with the remaining member of Milli Vanilli, and they should form a super band.
Super band? Well,
it'll
be called,
it'll be called
would
Milli
actually,
Mac.
Would they actually rap, or would they, like, lip sync?
Miggly Mac is what they'll be called.
No.
Wiggly Wack.
Miggly Vanigly.
Really Wack.
Miggly Vanigly is what they're going to be called. Miggly Vanigly.
That's the most racist thing I've ever heard.
Oh, my God. It's terrible.
That made me pee a little bit. That's awful. I'm appalled. I'm outraged.
For all racism ever. That's horrible.
So,
I'm totally outraged.
Oh my God.
I'm beyond the pale. I can't take it.
Miggly Vanigly. That's the new name. And it should happen. I want that. I want that to happen so bad. I don't think I've wanted anything more in my life, as a matter of fact.
I'm upset on how hard I'm laughing at this. I'm appalled.
Yeah, seriously, Christy, you of all people.
Christy, you're supposed to be the moral barometer, so we never step foot into the real racist territory.
Right.
But it was so funny. I couldn't stop that if I could.
It is funny.
Oh my God.
It is.
All right, don't.
Good. But I.
Okay,
can,
you can only say it one more
that
time.
Joke on my timeline.
You can only say it one more time. Say it one more time.
Niggly Vanigly.
Yes. Now you may never utter it again. You didn't listen to the show. You missed out.
Forget putting it on your timeline. I want you to make that your name on Facebook for like a day. And
it'll
that.
No.
I think that band should happen. I think it should happen.
The band.
I want it to happen.
You have to have a band. Band Migley for Niggly.
Oh, we're all going to hell.